Madcap Flare offers cutting-edge technical authoring and publishing capabilities for today's technical writers and content developers, with advanced features to maximize authoring efficiency, content reuse, and multi-channel publishing. By combining Madcap Central's cloud-based collaboration, publishing, and content management functionality, authors can improve content quality, gain greater insight into tasks and production schedules, work collaboratively with teams, host content, and automate processes. Madcap Flare and Madcap Central, combining the power of desktop authoring with cloud-based collaboration, publishing, and content management. Learn more at www.madcapsoftware.com.
This is the Cherry Leaf Podcast.
Welcome to the Cherry Leaf Podcast. This podcast is a podcast about podcasts, if that's not too confusing. It's going to cover some of the other podcasts in technical communication that you might want to listen to, and also to encourage you to create a podcast of your own if you fancy it. And at the end, a little bit on the technical aspects, including some test recordings with different microphones and different recording devices. So if you're listening to this podcast, there's a fair chance that you're interested in technical communication, and you might be interested in other podcasts about how to communicate technical information in a more effective and efficient way. And there aren't that many podcasts about technical communication. That's one of the reasons why we started our own. But there are a few. So let's go through some of those that you might want to add to your list of podcasts. And in the show notes, we'll include some links to where you can subscribe to these podcasts. So in no particular order, first one to talk about is the 10-Minute TechCom podcast. And this is done by Dr. Ryan Weber, who's an associate professor at the University of Alabama in Huntsville in America. And his podcast, as you might tell from the name, 10-Minute TechCom, is a podcast which limits itself to around about 10 minutes. The earlier podcasts were under 10 minutes. In more recent times, it's stretched from that. But they're short podcasts. And most of the podcasts are interviews with technical communication practitioners and people from the academic world who provide advice and thoughts and information on research that they've been carrying out. So some of these are from outside of the world of technical communication, but are doing academic research that would be relevant. And the podcast is primarily aimed, I suspect, at the students on Ryan's course. So it is looking at technical communication in many ways from an academic perspective. So that one's worth listening to. 10-minute, little short podcasts, come out about once a month. Another one you can listen to is Tom Johnson's podcast, I'd Rather Be Writing. And this is an extension of his very popular blog on technical communication. So more recently, the podcasts have been Tom doing an audio narration of his longer articles and posts from his podcast. Some of the earlier ones, if I recall, were recordings of presentations that he's made at different events, local chapters of the Society for Technical Communication, or Write the Doc events or meetups, or interviewing other people involved with technical communication. And Tom is also one of the presenters on another podcast, which is called the Write the Docs podcast. And the Write the Docs podcast is mostly discussion-style podcasts recorded by members of the Write the Docs community. So often it's three regular guests talking over Google Hangouts once a month on a particular theme, and giving their opinion or thoughts on that particular theme. It can also be a situation of interviewing somebody, a vendor for a particular product, and different people from the panel, the three people, chipping in and asking different questions and giving their thoughts on that particular area that that software deals with or the application itself. And occasionally there are also recordings from presentations from Write to the Docs meetups, primarily the ones that are happening in the States. So the Write the Docs community is one that tends to call itself documentarians and tends to focus on documentation for developers, API documentation in particular. And that is reflected in many ways in the content and topics that are covered in the podcast. So they are more technical, quite technical, I would say, and full of information. And the way that they're recorded, usually over Google Hangouts, lends itself to having some good audio quality. Now, they tend to be recorded as the discussion and not edited afterwards. So there sometimes can be a few ums and ahs, but generally the quality of the podcast is, from an audio perspective and from a content perspective, is quite high. So 10-minute TechCom podcast, I'd rather be writing, Write the Docs. Next one I'd like to talk about is really one of the two podcasts that encouraged us to create our own, and that is the Content Strategy Experts podcast from Scriptorium. And this has been going probably a year and a half, I would say, at time of recording this episode. And again, the title of the podcast indicates the topics that are covered. So the Content Strategy Experts podcast is about content strategy topics, and primarily involves the people at Scriptorium talking collectively, usually two or three of them, about a particular theme around a content strategy topic. Occasionally there's a case study of a implementation, a content strategy project they've been working on, but a lot of discussions around the themes of how to manage, structure, organize, and distribute content. So topics around DITA and large-scale document content conversion projects. So over time, as the episodes in the podcast have progressed, you can see an improvement in the flow of the podcast, how they established a style in which they organized the podcast, the structure for the content, and also in the quality of the production values of how it's done. Another one is the Content podcast, which is by Ed Marsh, and that's a monthly podcast where they describe it as where you get to know the people behind the content. So what Ed does is he interviews professionals in technical communication, content strategy, content marketing, and around those particular topics, people who create content online. And he does an interview really about them and their careers, how they got started and what they're doing, some advice they would pass on to other people involved in technical communication. So these episodes tend to be longer in content than some of the others. They tend to be around 60 to 90 minutes long. Now, with a lot of these type of podcasts, you don't have to listen to every episode in a podcast. You can subscribe to a podcast and then pick out interviews from different people that attracts you, that interests you, and just pick and choose just a few to start off. So don't feel too daunted by the thought of lots and lots of episodes, all an hour and a half long. You may know that Cherryleaf is involved with the ISTC, the British Professional Body for Technical Communicators, the Institute of Scientific and Technical Communicators. And the ISTC has been in the process of starting its own podcast. And there have been a few episodes with that. It doesn't yet have a regular schedule, but hopefully that will come. And this has been some recordings from the ISTC's conference, which is called TCUK, from some of the keynote presentations. And it's also been some interviews and magazine packages, I would suppose. Get to know the different people involved with the ISTC, what they do, and also talking about trends and developments around technical communication, also the conference, what's coming up with the conferences. And another podcast around technical communication is the one by A and Cruz Saunders. It's called A Podcast Towards a Smarter World. And this is where Cruz interviews industry thought leaders on topics and trends around content and content strategy, content intelligence, omnichannel publishing, machine learning, and enterprise-based content. And most of these tend to be interviews with people who are speaking at conferences. Often it's interviews at a conference after that person has spoken, or interviews carried out over Skype and recorded. So there's been interviews with Scott Abel about the evolution within techcoms, exploring the changing dynamics within enterprise content groups, emerging solutions, and the semantic web and linked data. So talking about the issues over large-scale enterprise-level content. Now, there is an issue with doing podcasts and doing blogs as well, of the need to keep a rhythm going and to keep publishing and not to run out of content or to run out of steam. And unfortunately, it does happen that some podcasts start and then they end. They may come to a natural conclusion. People may have talked about all the things they want to talk about, or their podcast has been set up to be a set limited run. It's been seen in part as training material, for example. So there are some podcasts that are still available to listen to, but are no longer publishing, no longer coming out with regular exercises. So let me talk about two of those. One is the Non-Boring Tech Writer, which was hosted by Jacob Moses. And this was really aimed at career progression, things that you could do to improve your career as a technical communicator, improve your marketability, maybe diversify. And Jacob did this by interviewing different people involved with technical communication, also to try and provide evidence that technical communication and technical communicators aren't boring. Jacob is, I suspect, very enthusiastic. He was certainly very enthusiastic in these episodes. There's an energy there. And again, you can pick and choose which interviews you would be interested in listening to and just subscribe to those. And back in the period 2011 to 2014, Dr. Pam Hurley had a series of very short 2-minute podcasts on teaching the basics of technical communication. So it was, as I said, like a training course. And this was called the HurleyWrite.com podcast. So within 2 minutes, there's not much time. So the speed of the presentation of these podcasts is very fast, and a lot of content is covered in a very short space of time. So those are some podcasts around technical communication, but there can be overlaps with other areas that can generate interest, one of which is around customer support and technical marketing. And there is a podcast on that theme. There's one called the Helping Sales Radio podcast. And this describes itself as a podcast about helping customers discover, adopt, and thrive using your software. And it has an American radio theme or style to it, with two presenters, Sarah E. Brown and Bill Cushard. And the strapline they have and their theme tune when the program is introduced is that selling doesn't help, but helping sells. So this is around supporting customers before they buy a product and afterwards. So it's looking at that whole theme in terms of marketing and sales, consulting, training, support, and customer success. So around how you can support people, educating them. And obviously within that comes the tools and solutions related to technical communication and support to help people do that. And there's a whole series of podcasts on user experience and the user interface and user strategy. And these are on my personal list of new podcasts to listen to. So I can't really give you a review or my thoughts on how good they are at this moment in time, but I will tell you which ones you might also want to listen to. And they are the BOAG World UX Show, which comes out weekly, the Content Strategy Podcast, the UX Intern, the UX Blog Podcast, the UI Breakfast Podcast, the UX Australia Podcast, and the UX Podcast. Now, if you get into the habit of listening to podcasts as you're walking, maybe first thing in the morning instead of listening to breakfast radio, or in the car. And I know from people that have given us feedback on our podcast, a lot of you listen to this podcast in the car driving to work. It might be a bit too much to listen to podcasts solely about technical communication, solely about work. It's good to mix it up with other podcasts on other themes. So let me tell you about a few podcasts you might also like. They're not related in any way to technical communication. They're just very good podcasts. Probably one of the most popular podcasts there is one from the BBC. It's a recording of a BBC radio programme with some extended extra time at the end of it. And it's called In Our Time. And every week when the series is on, there's a live radio discussion with a presenter who's asking the questions, and typically three academics, and they explore a theme around the history of ideas. And this has been going since 1998. So it might be a discussion about Julian of Norwich, or the science of glassmaking, or Quakerism. And it's one of those programs where you have all these themes and you think, gosh, I wish we'd had time to learn about all of these at school or college. Another BBC podcast that's very good is one from the BBC World Service. It's called The Inquiry, an inquiry with an I. And it's a look at topics that are in the news headlines and aims to go behind them, again with three experts. There's often three parts to the programme, to explore an idea or a news item or a trend and help explain why this has become newsworthy in recent times. It has not a political view, or if there is an aspect of political views in there, there'll be one view and a counterbalancing view, so it's not pushing an agenda in that way. And on a similar theme, another BBC World podcast is called The Briefing Room, and it's also looking at big issues in the news. This one's hosted by David Aronovich, and he will have a series of experts and insiders in for that particular episode, and he'll ask different questions and explore and trying to get in-depth explanations as to why big issues have come to the fore. So those two are about current affairs. Some more for you. The British Museum member cast. This is the podcast from the British Museum, and this comes out once a month. And if you think that might sound a little bit stuffy and academic and boring, it's not. It's very, very interesting. It's actually hosted by a comedian, Izzy Lawrence, who asks all the questions that you might ask but would be too afraid or looking too silly if you asked those questions yourself. And the themes on that, at the British Museum, there can be lectures given by the different people involved with the museum to members of the British Museum. They get access to these lectures, and there'll be recordings of those and then intercut with Izzy asking questions after the event to the presenter about things that she wants to know more about, or she wasn't clear about, or reflections that she had on that. And she's also interviewed different curators and different people involved with the museum about the changes that are happening there, where they have completely reorganised or revamped one section within the museum. Another one on that sort of educational theme, 99% Invisible, hosted by Roman Mars. And 99% Invisible It describes itself as being all about the thought that goes into the things that we don't think about, the unnoticed architecture and design that shape our world. So there will be a podcast on curb cuts, I think they're called in America, which came about as a way of enabling people that were using wheelchairs to be able to go across roads, looking at the history of how those came about, the pressures to introduce that. There'll be a podcast on the right to roam, which we have in the United Kingdom, or some housing estate in the Netherlands that was built in a particular way. Esoteric, you might say, topics. And another educational podcast is one from NPR, which is the American equivalent of the BBC, the National Public Radio, NPR. And this podcast is the Planet Money podcast. So it's American podcast, American style, that sort of approach that American radio shows have, which is a different style to the one that you get on BBC radio. This is a podcast really explaining the economy from a very accessible, easy to understand way. So it might be explaining how the financial crash in 2008 happened, or how easy or simple it is to send a satellite up into space, and if you were to send a satellite up into space, what you could do with it. So let's talk about creating a podcast. It would be great if there were more podcasts on technical communication. So let's talk a little bit about how we do our podcast, just to explain how easy or difficult it is. As is on the theme of becoming a better communicator, the reasons why we introduced the podcast was, there were a number of reasons. One was to be able to present on topics that we would like to have presented at a conference, but it's unlikely that we would ever have that opportunity because they were of a length that was maybe 10 or 15 minutes long, just too short for a conference presentation, or too esoteric. We also wanted a way to interview people involved in technical communication, let people know who they are, to share the ideas that they might have. And we have done that to an extent. One of the hardest challenges we've found in running this podcast is matching diaries, getting those times scheduled where we can get the opportunity to interview people. So we have been able to interview some people. We'd love to do more of those. We've got more scheduled, penciled in to do that. Another is to talk about themes and topics within technical communication, future trends, for example. And the other reason is where we have done conference presentations to, where possible, make an audio recording of those and share them more widely than just the people that were at the conference. And the way that we do it is, it tends to be, apart from the interviews, it tends to be one presenter. We don't create a pre-written transcript for the presenter to speak. Collectively, we put together some basic notes or a set of slides to help create a structure and a guideline for the presenter so that they keep on track and don't get diverted. In our early podcasts, we did have musical effects, audio effects, what's called a musical bed. But for more recent podcasts, we've tended to not have those, just to make it easier and faster to keep to the schedule that we have, which is to aim to publish a podcast episode every 2 weeks. And again, with people's schedules being so busy, the approach that we've done has been to do a single presenter rather than have a panel of presenters where everybody meets on a regular basis. It's been easier to organise, to find those moments, the spare moments within the week, to just sit down with the recorder and record all or part of the podcast. So from a technology perspective, how does it work? Well, you need a recording device and you need a place to host the podcast episodes. So the most popular podcast episode platforms are Libsyn or Podbean, and we use Podbean, and that's hosted there. And then that gets syndicated to places like iTunes. When we're interviewing people, generally that's done remotely rather than face to face. and we'll use Skype or Zoom and record the audio for that. Or there are some dedicated platforms for doing interviews for podcasts. There's one called Zencastr. And then when it comes to the recording, we use a digital recording device, one called the Zoom H6. And to that, we can connect a number of different microphones. So if we're interviewing somebody face-to-face, we can plug in one microphone for the interviewee and one for the interviewer. Most of the episodes that we do are done with a Lavalier microphone, which is one that you can attach to a jacket. We can also attach Cartoid microphones like the ones that pop singers use, also boom microphones as well. And at the end of this podcast episode, I'll narrate some information using the different microphones so you can see the difference. Now, some people are recording through their computer and they want a microphone that gives them sufficient quality that they can plug in to the USB port. And the Yeti microphones are very popular for that. We've got audio recording devices for the training course material that we're creating. Our approach is to use digital recorders rather than do it through the computer, but that is one approach. You can build pillow forts where you have your microphone surrounded by pillows to minimize the amount of sound that bounces off the walls. Or you can buy very cheaply some sponge and again surround yourself with that or drape cloth over any hard surfaces. And then there is the voice, the speaking side. You need to position your microphone so the plosives, the P's and the B's, don't distort when you speak. So your microphone needs to have a sponge or needs to be slightly away from the air that's coming out of your mouth. And then there's also the aspect of the quality of somebody's voice. And everybody has an accent, and most people, when they listen back to their voice, don't like it. But generally, it's very rare for somebody to have a voice that's an accent or that's so terrible that no one would want to listen to you. So it is something that you need to get over. But everybody has their quirks in the way that they speak. You can be aware of those and try and minimize them. For me, it's saying gonna instead of going to, ending sentences with as well, starting sentences with so. Also, I have an issue that I am quite softly spoken. I try and speak fairly close to the microphone, try and bring my voice up a bit, and to try and have the recording levels appropriate. After the recording, what we do is we will take the recording and we'll put it into an editing application. And the one that we use is one called Audacity. And we cut out the ums and the ahs, the coughs and the splutters, some of the as wells and the so's, so that it's a relatively smooth style of presenting. Now, sometimes there's background noise, and we'll aim to remove that by either using a filter in Audacity, or if it's not still very good, we'll use Apple's GarageBand. And there is a filter you can download and use with GarageBand. It's called the Six Continents Podcast Filter. And that tweaks the settings of a recording so it's optimized for voice and optimized for a podcast. And then we listen to you. We look at the analytics to get feedback on how we can do the podcast in a better way. So we've learned that people listen around the world, that people often listen in their car, and that really the best podcasts are the ones that are around 20 to 30 minutes, so often a typical commuting journey. If you have podcasts at about 60 to 90 minutes, it does make people think, ooh, do I have that time now to listen to something of such a length? Or if I listen to this, can I cut it in half and then pick it up at a later time? Will I remember what's been said? So we aim for podcasts that are around about 20 to 30 minutes. This means if you are interested in creating a podcast of your own, you can sign up with Podbean or Libsyn to host your podcasts. You can get a digital device to record them, or you can buy a microphone and do it through your computer and give it a go. And you can edit the recording to get rid of the bits that you don't like. And as we've seen, there are podcasts as short as 2 minutes, some as short as 10 minutes that are out there that work with just such a short period of time. But you can get into a rhythm. You can do one once a month if you wish, or you could do one on a particular theme and come to a natural conclusion. But it would be great if we had more people creating podcasts on technical communication. So finally, the last bit of this presentation will be just some recordings with a different microphone so you can understand how different microphones behave and act. So you might be interested in the different microphones that you could use for doing some recordings. So I'm going to read out a piece of text using different microphones. And this one is a Beyer Lavalier microphone. I've got it just under my chin, and which is the normal recording device that we use for the podcast. Okay, so let me do some reading. The shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0405 UTC on Sunday, the 2nd of September 2018, for the period 0600 UTC Sunday, 2nd of September to 0600 UTC Monday, 3rd of September 2018. There are warning of gales in North Atsira and the Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight. Developing low just west of Bailey, expected Norwegian Sea 989 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. West Viking, southerly 5 or 6, veering westerly 4 or 5 later. Moderate or rough. Rain later. Moderate or good. East Viking, north at Sierra, southerly 5 to 7, moderate or rough. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. South at Sierra, east 40s. Southerly 5 or 6, moderate, fair, good. Okay, this is with a cartoid microphone, the type that have that ball on top like singers have. So let's go through and continue. West 40s, Cromarty 4th. Southerly 5 or 6, veering northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Slight or moderate, rain later, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. South or southwest, 4 or 5, slight or moderate, fair, good. German Bight. Variable 3 or 4, slight, fair, good. Humber. Southeast, 4 or 5, slight, fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Southeast, 3 or 4, backing northeast, 4 or 5, slight, fair, good. And this is the digital recorder that we use when we're in the field, if we're at conferences and recording. This is a Philips voice tracer. Fitzroy, variable 4, at first in north, otherwise northeasterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7, later in south, moderate or rough. Occasional drizzle in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Sole, a variable 3 or 4, becoming north 5 or 6, moderate or rough. Occasional rain, fog patches at first, moderate, occasionally very poor at first. So this is the same Philips digital recorder. We had auto zoom before, now I have it on the dictation option. Lundy, Fastnet, variable 3 or 4, becoming north 4 or 5 later. Slight or moderate, occasionally rough in southwest Fastnet. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Irish Sea, south veering north later, 4 or 5, slight or moderate, occasional drizzle, fog patches. Moderate, occasionally very poor. Shannon, south veering northwest, 5 or 6, rough. Occasional rain, fog patches at first, moderate or good. Occasionally very poor at first. And finally, this is the XY microphone that comes with some of the Zoom digital recorders. I won't continue the reading of the shipping forecast. What I'll just say is thank you for listening. Slightly different this podcast episode to our previous ones. We'll go back to the topic of technical communication in the next episode. Do give us feedback, info@cherryleaf.com. That's about it. Thank you. Thanks for listening.